So I'm in the middle of Dinor with Edward and his son Louis. Hello, Louis.
Hello.
Alvin, Edward, could you just describe exactly what you do here?
I make models from recycled tin, from classic cars to pre-war racing cars. They take about 12 days to make from start to finish. We've been here since January, and it's gradually going very well for us, and we're having international sales. We have make one-offs for certain people in Germany and America.
Could you give us an example of this type of one-off?
A one-off, we've just made a Triumph GT6 for the customer and his own registration, and a Frog Eye Sprite for the same customer too, and he took the car to the retro meeting in Germany, and it has given us a order for 20 cars similar.
So these models, are they mass-produced or one-offs?
Some are one-offs, are unique, but the majority we have a selection of the regular models. We make 10 at a time.
Would these be classic cars or modern ones?
Classic cars. We don't really go into the modern era. We have the Bugattis, 1929 Bugatti, the 1934 MG. We do the VW camper vans, which is very popular. And we do the classic racing bikes of the Triumph and the Norton 500. Which is our best sellers.
Why do you think that is?
Because it's the classic bike, the Manx Norton. Everybody remembers the Manx Norton or the Bonneville, Triumph Bonneville. And the cars, everybody remembers MG of the 30s and the French love their Bugattis. But going on to the modern era after the Second World War, the most popular car for France is the Morgan we make. We've made 20 Morgans already, and we've sold 18 of them within a month.
Now, you're from an engineering background yourself, are you?
Yes, I come back from an engineering background. My father raced in the 50s all the way up to 2005. Then he retired, racing Grand Prix cars from 250F Maseratis, Connaughts, Van Wals, and sports cars like the Lister and the D-Type, then going on to be the test driver for the GT40 Golf team in the 70s. I started racing when I was 17, started at hill climbs, then progressed to circuit racing, starting with a Riley, then moved on to a pre-war Maserati. I've been very lucky. I have driven 95% of all the tracks around the world, which is quite a credit. I've actually beaten my father on some of the tracks, which he has never competed. I've travelled to America, to New Zealand, to Australia, Dubai, and all the European tracks. Yes, it can be expensive, but it's a passion. I've been very lucky.
So when's your next race coming up?
My next outing was going to be in Dijon 2 weeks from now. Classic cars going from pre-war up to 1968.
So, Edward, what's your dream car?
My dream car? That's a good question. My dream car is actually is a Lister Jaguar. When the famous Archie Scott Brown did all the testing for Listers in England. It's not the prettiest car. It's just the car I like so much. I would like to own one. Because now a real one is fetching over £1 million.
Do you make a replica?
The Listers are actually producing the newer version, but it's still not cheap.
Now, I should explain that you have a Chinese association. You're married to a Chinese lady. Your sons all speak Chinese. Actually, Louis here, he goes to school in China, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
And in China, they have a different set of rules. I think it's possible to make replica cars. Is there any future there for you, do you think?
Yes, we have been making replicas of the models, but not running. We've made a Type 57 Bugatti for a customer in Beijing, and he's very happy because he can't afford the real one, which is about £2 or 3 million for the car. And we made just a rolling chassis with all the interior, and he's happy, and he's just given me an order to make a K3 MG, which is the Mille Miglia car, which won the Mille Miglia in 1934. In England, there are a lot of recreations being made now for allowed to run at Goodwood, which is a shame because the old cars should come out and run instead of being put into museums. Yes, museums are nice to go in the winter, but the car should be out in the summer competing. and it's my wife's family who has a large business around China, Hong Kong. And my father-in-law, he has a vast collection of Ferraris.
Real ones?
Yes. He has one of the 250 GTOs, which we do take out. Hopefully, with his permission, it will have its first public appearance in France next year.
Well, we look forward to seeing it blazing around the track. Edward and Louis, thank you both very much.